The question was asked, we find in the Talmud instances where the rabbis seem to react emotionally. And the example that was cited is a Gemara in Shabbos where one rabbi was asked a question and he said, well, I'll prove it to you. And the question that he was asked has a direct quote in the Braisa, and he didn't quote the direct quote, he quoted out a far-out case, and said, here, you see from that, that now, what happened was, he quoted a derivative. The case he quoted is really derived from the case he was asked. He was asked, are you allowed to eat from the fruit that are hanging, adorning your sukkah? And he said, I'll prove it to you from Hanukkah. Now, there's an explicit quote that says, you may not eat from the fruit that's hanging, adorning your sukkah. And from there we derive that you may not benefit from the lights of the Chanukiah. So he came and said, I'll prove it to you from the Chanukiah. Wait a second. The quote answers the question. And he doesn't quote the quote. He doesn't quote the Braisa. He quotes something that's derived from that very Braisa. So another rabbi who was standing there exclaimed and said, Mari d'Avraham, by the God of Avraham, you're quoting to me something that's not even quoted in a Braisa, that's even derived from that very Braisa. And there is a quote, there's a Braisa which actually addresses the very question that was asked. So that's, the question is, how's he getting so emotional? B, what's the point in using God's name in the whole picture? Okay, so firstly, we have to know it's not God's name. You know, it's like, oh my gosh. And he's reacting, and within the reaction, there are many lessons to be learned. You will find throughout the Shas that there are reactions. And there are times where the reactions are harsh. Very often we have a machlokas Rashi Tosfos. If you look very closely, you'll see about whether they used God's name or not in their reaction. So keep your eyes open as you continue learning. And you'll notice that it doesn't necessarily mean they used God's name in their reaction. You find in the Gemara, I think in Shavuos, one of the rabbis quotes something, and the other one says, "Er'eh b'nechama," which either means, I will see the temple rebuilt before what you said is accurate, or it means, I swear I shouldn't see the temple rebuilt if what you said is right. Two opinions among the Rishonim, what he was saying. You have Gemara earlier in Shabbos, "Akapeach et banai sha'alacha zu mekupachat." How would you translate that? He says, "Akapeach et banai shehalacha zu mekupachat." You have a quote in a braisa. Rabbi Akiva comes along and says, "Rabbi Akiva says he will cut down his own children." This is a halacha that's being quoted, cut down. So the Rashi says, "What kind of way is that? What's he saying?" So Rashi says he was in such pain when he saw the oral tradition being lost, as an important halacha is being misquoted, and a whole new gezerah is being instituted over something that's totally misunderstood and misquoted. There was a case of a baker who was walking with a staff on his back, and the staff went over something that was tameh, and they were metameh the baker, so they said, oh, it must be from here we learn that you don't need a diameter of a tefach, you need a circumference of a tefach. Rabbi Akiva says, no such thing, you guys misunderstood. You were standing there in the courts, you misunderstood what the courts ruled. So Rabbi Akiva says that. What's he saying? He's expressing to his students how disappointed he is that they're not getting the tradition right. And look at what's happening. My own children, the future generation, has nothing to live for if you can't hold on to the tradition. So he's saying, hey, if you don't get your act together, if you guys don't get the tradition right, I have nothing, I have no future, there's nothing left. But there are many levels of meaning in each sentence. There is a whole responsa by Rav Yair Bachrach, the Chavot Yair, where he was asked about certain sentences the rabbi said, and he took a handful and he explained them, and then he said, now that you got the idea, go figure out the rest on your own. And yeah, you have to realize there's more depth to what's being said. So there is that aspect where, like we take the case of Rabbi Akiva, we can easily understand what Rabbi Akiva is saying when he says, "Akapeach et banai." And Rashi right away tells you, look, Rabbi Akiva was being pained by the oral tradition that was being lost. Sometimes the reaction is there to tell you how strong the person felt. And here there's a big discussion. We once brought in three shitot about understanding the Ravid, the Ra'avad, in his reactions to the Rambam. So it's in the question and answer section. We went through three different approaches among the commentaries why the Ra'avad spoke so harshly at the Rambam. We'll take one of them now for here. When two opinions oppose one another, so then there are degrees of disagreement. We always have to ask ourselves, if I disagree with him, do I completely disagree? Do I say what he's saying has no basis? Or do I say, I understand that what he's saying could be true, but I believe what I'm saying is true? Sometimes I say what he says is true, but what I say is also true. Or sometimes you have an machloket where one opinion encompasses the other, but says even more. So it's not saying that, it's saying the truth is not limited to what you've said, but the answer encompasses even more than what you've said. So whenever we encounter a machloket, we have to stop and ask ourselves, to what degree are they disagreeing? And sometimes the expression of emotion was really an expression of weight, how strongly the person felt or how far the person felt his opinion was correct or the other opinion was incorrect. So in each case, we have to stop and look at what's being said. And then, based on that, we have to see what halachic weight it's going to have. Sometimes it's there to teach the students. You have a Gemara where it says, Rachmana litzlan midaita didach. May God save us from your opinion. And what does he answer? Rachmana litzlan midaita didach. May God save us from your opinion. So what are they doing? They're three-year-old squabbling? No. The Gemara didn't have a bad editor. You know, sometimes you ask yourself, why didn't they just censor this, right? No, because this was part of the halachic weight of their opinion. I don't accept that your opinion should even be taught. We should be saved from such an opinion because I hold your opinion is completely wrong. And again, in each scenario, you have to pause, remind yourself, these are giants, this underwent editing, and the rabbis chose to leave this in. So this is here to teach me something. It's not a slip of the tongue. Oh, he got carried away and he went off the handle. No. Sometimes it is an expression of emotion, like the case of Rabbi Akiva, where Rabbi Akiva wants his students to understand how upset he is at the oral tradition that's being lost. And you find expressions of opinion. The Rambam writes it in his response too. He says, they quoted to you, I was upset when I read your letter. Of course I was upset when I read your letter. And then he goes and spells out why he was upset. And then he ends up and says, don't you think I should have been upset by your letter? So sometimes it is an expression of an emotion. But again, that also teaches us something if they left it in there. So each scenario, these are parts of the directions that we can approach those expressions as we learn them. But in each case, we'll have to analyze it again. And the commentaries won't always agree. It's not like Rashi and Tosfos always agree what's being said when an Amora uses a sharp language or a Tana uses a sharp language. Admon Omer. Bishvel Shani Zohar. Admon says, just because I'm male, I have to lose. You have like four Mishnayos in Ksubos that way. Admon says, I have to lose just because I'm male. And then he goes through a whole malach. Why did he stick that in? So you have many sayings, and each time you have to look at it and understand what's the underlying concept that's being said here. And usually it's a halachic concept. As emotional as it seems, if you pause and approach it from a legal aspect and you approach it with the idea they're trying to teach me something in our tradition, with time, hopefully you'll see what they're coming to teach us. So in this instance,